Welcome. We are WNST, AM 1570 Taos in Baltimore. We are at the new Fadley's. There's noises, there's sounds, there's smells of crab cakes. All brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I've got Pac-Man scratch-offs. Alicia's too young to play Pac-Man, but Damien and I, we're old enough to remember, you know, how to get after the cherries and chasing a little ghost and avoiding them. Maryland Lottery sends us out to do this. We're going to be giving these away here today, as well as on Friday the 26th, when the Orioles come back down. Every Friday, in season, location, location, location. We're on PACA. We're about three blocks from the ballpark lights. I get fined if I call it a stadium because it's a ballpark. Camden Yards. New ownership, but we have the same ownership here at Fadley's. Damien Hahn is here. Alicia's here. They are running things. Finally. Look at this
finally.
Place.
Finally.
Truly.
Finally.
When did you know, Damien, that this was going to happen? When did you know they're going to rip the market down? They're talking about a new market. Because they've been talking about a new market for 30 years,
five
right?
5 years ago. 5 years ago, we knew that it was coming down.
All right. So 5 years ago, you know this. All right. We're going to have to move.
Right.
Run me through your family's jam. As I look at your father with a cigar up there in the corner, he's staring at me. Your mother's staring at me here.
Right.
I got the Vines and Hans staring
at
me.
You, right, from every angle here. Well, it was interesting because, you know, at first, actually, probably 10 years ago, they were talking about doing something with Lexington Market, and they were talking about restoring the old building. And they had all kinds of groups come in. What's the restoration supposed to look like? What do we need to do? And one of the things that came out of it is that what they had done in 1950 is make the slope floor, which was brilliant.
I was just talking to Luke about how much that hurt my knees and my hips.
Oh, well,
I'm on flat right now, and I'm hurting like hell, but I'm not going to need ice when I get home.
Right,
the old
right.
Fadley's was an ice job for a man my age with these hips.
Yeah,
I said the floor was fine. It was the hips and my knees that were a problem.
And,
you know?
And those of us who worked there for years on the slope, we're used to having one bad hip. We got to turn around every once in a while. But it was brilliant in the fact that they could easily clean the floors. They didn't have to have, you know, elevators, escalators, anything, because it was friendly to every wheelchair, everybody.
Oh, right,
you know,
sure.
When they put it in and they quickly put it in, there's a 14 foot drop between Packer Street and Utah Street. So when you
it's a hill. For
it's
sure.
a hill. It's
well,
a,
there's steps here in the new location. There's steps and you step down. Right.
And the old Lexington markets that were started in the late 1700s, each of the sheds always took the shape of and the topography into account. So everybody was always on an angle. And that's the way the markets were always built. So nobody thought that, now we need elevators and escalators.
Just literally a flat floor has been really nice for you.
I'm
into this
different.
Talking about
honestly,
new location. And all you're talking about is how flat the floor is.
Well, that was it was a big
all
deal.
All this new equipment.
Okay, so 10 years ago when they started coming up with, you know, hey, we're gonna move Lexington Market, one of the big things was we need to level the floor. And my father's like, you're idiots. Why would you want to level the floor here? You level the floor, and the cost was like $20 million to level the floor, to take that and level it. And he's
build a new market.
That's exactly what Bill said. Bill said, for that kind of money, you build a new market, because what you're going to end up doing is you're kicking everybody out for 2 to 3 years. People go somewhere else to eat, and they're not coming back. So
another place to do business.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
I mean,
once
if they were going to throw you out here for 3 years, you'd have Catonsville open now, and that's you would have to do it that way.
Or we'd have someplace else downtown.
Yeah.
You know, because Catonsville, that's another. You know.
Yeah, I got you.
That's taking
that's
time for
along.
Another for other reasons. You know.
I was over at State Fair the other day. I'm waiting for you. Every time I go over there, I'm like.
Hey,
one day, you know.
The worker bees are there now. The roof's off. They're starting. We finally got a building permit about 5 weeks ago. So it's taken us this long to get a building
permit. Listen, I came in here, true story, and Alicia, you know this is a fact. I came in here when this was all wooded up about 2 months, in January, a couple Super Bowl week.
Uh-huh.
I was supposed to do the show from the new place. Well, you had hoped. I had hoped. It was Valentine's Day.
Yep,
I had cried my last crab cake cries over there in November. I'm like, next time I come back, it'll be... And I came back, and you're stressed out, and like, and I'm like, at some point, we're going to have normalcy. We're going to... It's like when people told me, at some point, we're going to have a real baseball owner, and Cal's right. going to own it. Remember when Cal was going to own a team?
Right.
Cal
right.
owns a team.
Right,
it's
right.
crazy. Dude, wait long enough, things happen. But I would say this, it feels like you've been open for 20 years here, not 20 days. Literally, right? I mean, things are operating, and probably all of the angst about moving and the signs on the wall and your family and all of that. Things are probably easier here, right? The kitchen equipment, like every piece of it, once you get used to it, you're like, how the hell do we live like that over there for
correct.
The last 20 years?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Except for the one thing I was going to tell you, with the pitch floors, everything drained.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
Here, nothing drains.
Well, let's not have
so
a flood.
So we're slip sliding all over the place.
Let's not have a flood. Get a mop.
Yeah. Oh, we've got plenty of mops and plenty of squeegees. Yes, but they're not pitched to the drains.
Right. They're a bit higher.
The drains
so
are higher than the floor.
We have to move the water around. To find the one drain.
All right, let's not talk about the problems okay. here. We just moved
all right.
in.
All right, yeah. But you know, that.
Alicia, for you, yeah. with this, and what's better about this? What I mean, you could say everything, but what's better for people coming in to get a sandwich as the wind is blowing through here? Luke told me it's going to be windy at the game. I didn't know it was going to be in our microphones, but that's why we didn't do the show outside today. But you have an outdoor deck here, Miss. There's a lot of, like, I would say upgrades to the
totally.
Faley's experience
absolutely.
Here, right?
I mean, the first upgrade we can look at is, like, the fish side. You know, before it was tucked away.
No, my wife is threatening that if I don't bring rockfish home tonight for a beurre blanc and some capers, we're going to have problems. You got some fresh rockfish here, right?
Oh, we've got some good fresh fish. Yeah.
We'll get you
set up.
Well, I mean, just the layout that you can see the fish counter, you can see
right.
what
exactly.
you are. Right?
You can see
exactly.
the crabs, you can see everything. And we've got our old raw bar, which is awesome.
Yep.
We took the raw bar from next door.
Well, the sign's still here.
Sign's still here?
I'm not doing the show in front of the sign today because it's right where, like, the beer is. And I don't want to get in the way of the beer on a Friday afternoon, yeah. happy hour, we'll do
game.
That.
Yeah.
But it's there, the old one of the old signs. We had two of them, so one of them we'll probably take up to Catonsville. But this one is original to the old raw bar. And the actual raw bar itself, the top, is the original old raw bar top that my dad had built. So we just reworked that one and put it on top of a new base.
You had to clean every frame in here 100 times, right? Like,
oh, my gosh.
Because the
we
stuff
took
that you were
down.
Taking down in the other place, there's probably stuff up there that's older than Alicia.
Oh,
1,000%. It is. Oh, yeah.
Maybe like a majority
all
of it
these
is.
Up here are from the 1950s.
No, but what I'm saying, they went on the wall in 1954
correct.
And never moved from
correct.
That
correct.
Space.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct. Where's and so one? When I took them down, a lot of them were falling apart. So not only did I have to restore them, every single one of these, I repainted every letter.
Did
I
you
went
really?
Over, I went mm-hmm. over every
that's
single
why it
one.
That's so damn good, because I yes. was wondering, how'd you get it over here? Because it looks. I'm looking at it, I'm like, that looks like the same exact thing from over there, except it was brown over there. It's like white over here.
Yeah,
you know?
They're all, exactly. they've all been cleaned.
Well, you
they've
fried
all been
10 billion
crab cakes right.
in a and market, you know,
exactly.
it goes to the top and whatnot.
Exactly.
What do you love about it?
Well, I love that we've brought all our history over here. Every
I knew that was
every
important
single
to you.
It was funny because when we were you know coming up with a design of this place, I wanted it to look enough like the old Faley's that people would feel familiar, and I also told them, I said, I'm bringing every single piece of hanging signage and articles and that kind of stuff, and they said everyone.
I said
and I said
you.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone.
I said, that one's going to fall apart over there. And you're like, I'll put it back together. I'll paint
right.
it.
And I did. And every single one.
You were
obsessed
with that
one.
Part of this.
I was. You
know what
I
the thing is?
I was obsessed with that.
You don't have to worry. Like, your recipes, the crab cake, the ordering, the customer, like, all of that, your staff, all of that was, like, going to move from there to here, right? Like, you knew the fryers were going to be better, the refrigerator, like,
right.
the
right.
layout. You designed this place. I hope it's perfect or as close to perfect as your square can be. But then it was like, all right, what am I going to do to make it feel like Faley's, other
right.
than the way it tastes, right?
Right. And we brought the tables, we brought all the art, we brought all the articles, like this one here sitting in front of you. That is a certificate of recognition from the city of Baltimore because we were named as most iconic food destination in Smithsonian. And, I mean, I can't not have that hanging up. You know, those are the kind of things. Or, you know, we put
I'm glad
we put
you're talking
crabs
about
aboard
this
the shuttle.
Right now,
you know,
because
it's all
13
around.
13 days
you.
From now, you're going to watch this 32-minute video of uh-huh. the documentary, and you're going to be like, I feel that way right now. Like, I'm saying to Greg, I can't do the video and not put the Bill Murray thing in. The Bill Murray thing's got to be in there.
Right.
He's like, how long do you want to make it? Well, you want to leave the Brooks Robinson thing out? No, you can't do that.
Right.
Well, you want to leave the George Bush thing out, or you want to leave the Barack Obama thing
out? What do you leave
out?
What do you leave on the table?
You want to leave out Schaefer or Hogan? You want to leave out – what are we doing here? You know, you leave out Cal Ripken or Eddie Murray? You going to leave out Ray Lewis, or you going to leave out Joe Flacco? You got to – it's all got to be in there.
It's all got to be in there.
And when you have this kind of history that you have here, you don't want to not just let it go. It's as important as the recipe to the crab cake.
Yeah, correct, correct.
And it's your brand.
We knew we had these high ceilings. So what I told them, I said, you know, they wanted to tile it all. And I'm like, don't tile it. I've got to hang things. And they said, you're hanging it up there? And I said, yeah, I got a lot of big stuff. You know,
I've been sitting here looking at it since I walked in.
We got 35 feet filled this way. And I still have more to put on the back wall, which is another 20 feet and 20 feet.
Here's the only problem I got. I'm gonna show this sign over here. It's got the raccoon sign over here. Raccoon in season is what the sign says. And I'm like, we have raccoons out in my back every day, and I'm thinking, do they
dinner?
Taste good? No, they're cute. I mean, we give them peanuts, but like, do they taste good? What do they taste like?
You know what?
First thing you see in here, you might want to move that to the back.
Honestly, people call all the time for raccoons.
Yes,
all the time.
You know what? Lou makes it, and he makes one for us every winter, and it tastes like when he does it, it tastes like pulled pork.
I haven't
But a little better.
I'm just going to get pulled pork. I'm going to stay away from the raccoon. Because they're cute. I want to tickle their bellies when they're out there.
I know, with their little hands.
Yeah, and they look at you and they get that Hamburglar look from McDonald's.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah. But I like those. So for you with events and different things, I'm coming down on Fridays. Are we doing crab racing for
Derby? Absolutely.
Crab Derby.
You guys looked at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah. No, that's coming up. That's right before Preakness, the Wednesday before Preakness.
21st is Preakness, so I think it's on the 18th.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So we are going to.
Is PJ Suroff going to cheat again to win?
He did not cheat.
There was a little encouragement. There was encouragement with his stick.
He knew he had to agitate the crab.
Right.
I was trying to blow on it, talk nice to it, give it a kiss, you know.
Right,
here,
right.
Crabby. PJ's like, move. And the next thing you know, I mean, PJ's like the most competitive dude I know.
He is.
I showed up over here, and I was like, I traveled to China with PJ. I covered him when he was with the Brewers. We were in town tonight. I didn't take it seriously, and I got my ass kicked. And I went over to your original location, and I talked to one of your guys there. He's like, you got to poke the crab. And I'm like, well, you didn't tell me that before. Now I know. So this year I know you poke the crab.
Well, it doesn't even have to be poked. You can use the spray bottle. The water will do it.
You need to agitate the crab.
Yes. The water will do it. The water will make him jump.
I was kind of going like, come on, crab.
Come on, move a little bit. Okay. All right. It's game time.
And that's the stick had a little bobber on it, so you were supposed to, like, do it in front of it.
How about this year? How about if I not participate and I just MC it?
Okay.
That's fine.
I'm not going to win.
I talked to BJ, and he's coming back to defend his championship.
I'm out. Tell him I'm out.
He wants his trophy again.
He does want his trophy.
You know what's interesting about BJ? And I know you guys aren't. You're a pretty big baseball fan, so maybe you know this.
Absolutely.
But BJ Suroff was a number one overall draft pick.
Yes.
1-1. Like Jackson Holliday.
Yes.
So it is fascinating all these years later to see what becomes of the goal. Ben McDonald, 1-1. Uh-huh. He calls the games and entertains me. Ben McDonald would eat that raccoon. I promise you.
Well, bring him here.
You know what? If I tell Ben
they're serving
raccoon up here, he would come. They got any crawfish? That's what he would say. Because he's Louisiana.
I can get him some crawfish.
Yep. We just had some.
Is that sacrilegious to do crawfish in here? No?
No, we have people that we sell them frozen because people ask for them. People will come in and say, can I get crawfish? And, of course, I'll get you anything you want. I will order anybody anything you want.
Do you put Old Bay on crawfish?
We use more of a Cajun seasoning.
Like J.O. something.
Yeah, there's a Cajun.
It's
more heat. There's more heat.
I got to meet the J.O. Ginger from J.O. I follow her on Facebook. So
she's awesome. Hey, get her over here.
Let's go. You get her over here.
I love Ginger. Right. Yeah, we'll ask her.
All right. I'm back on the 26 from 3 until 4. 2 until 5 is Shay. Luke was here. We're giving away Pac-Man scratch-offs. Damie's trying to move the camera all the way back to the old location here. And Alicia's here as well. Tell everybody how they can order and do all the cool stuff that they've always been. And what I learned is you're really still doing your shipping from 50 feet away in the old spot because as much as you have great frontage here, you have no backage here.
Right,
right.
Do you have the little cubby you crawl into, like the old play, the old cage your old man?
Oh, we have an office. We actually have a little office.
You have like a real office here.
A real office.
Tell everybody what that's like.
With air conditioning. It's surreal, to be honest. I still put myself in a corner, though, and kind of like pack things around me to so it like feels natural.
So I do business with Amy, and I'd be like, hey, Damie, we settle up or whatever. She's like, well, let me go up to my office. And I'm like, it looks like Louis De Palma's cage in Taxi.
right.
Like where he got
the
cabs, you know what I mean?
Well, Bill would call it his crow's nest or his eagle's nest.
Eagle's nest. All
right. Yeah, the eagle's nest.
Raven's nest.
Yeah. Okay, a
Raven's nest.
he was military. He was Navy, so he'd call it the eagle's nest.
But well, I hope he's doing okay. I miss
he
him.
He is.
Let's get him out down here. Get him well. you're doing a grand opening next month.
Yes.
So for you with early business and people coming in, there's nobody that can't find this place. That's the one thing I want to let everybody know. If you knew where the old Fadley's is, you go there and you walk 50 feet to the right, and here we are.
Yes.
There's no that hasn't been an issue at all from the move.
No. In fact, what we had more of a problem with is people coming here and not realizing we were still open in the old market.
Did Google locate you here early?
They
tried to move you into the new market.
Yeah.
They thought the new old market was closed, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Temporarily closed, right?
Correct. So we haven't had a problem getting people back here, which is awesome. And we have a lot of front footage now, so we've got that nice mural outside.
You have more space to eat here than you did.
No, actually, we have less.
It looks way bigger.
I know. All the tables are kind of shoved in.
Well, you had the back area that nobody really used toward the open area of the market. Not a lot of people sat back there.
On Saturdays it did.
But
it did. Saturdays it was always packed.
Well, I still think you have more room here, even though I'm wrong.
It looks, I mean, with all of the open windows and the patio, it does feel like there's more space, but I think we're around there.
All right, Fadley's Seafood. You can order crab cakes anywhere in the world, one click away. They can be in Minnesota tomorrow, Idaho tomorrow. You can send them to Ben McDonald's friends down in Louisiana so they can find out what's good, as my mom would say.
And we're still shipping. We ship fresh, and we finally have Maryland crab meat again. So, yay! We're back to Maryland crab meat.
April, baby. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. It's a great month.
It's been a crazy month with the Key Bridge and with the Orioles and the sale. We got an election coming up in a month. Shannon Snead's going to be here today. Sheila Dixon's going to be here. I think Theroux's going to be here 2 weeks from now. So, trying to get conversations. I think it's so important. I mean, thank you to you for keeping me alive all these years. But I'm doing this 25th anniversary documentary. And so much of it is like how we've morphed from sports into the city, just into what's important to people here.
Oh, you've grown up.
No. If you see the video, you'll know. Do you know I ran through the streets of Baltimore in tighty whities 4 miles in rush hour traffic on a Friday afternoon?
No, why?
Well, there you go. See?
Why?
breadcrumbing. It was the greatest. I lost a bet, okay? So when I say Ravens to you, and I know you're 21, Alicia, so the team's been here 27 years, so they've been here longer than you've been alive, but there was a life for Damie and I, and certainly for her parents, that we remember the Mayflower trucks leaving, right? Mm-hmm. And we didn't have a football team. It's way different, especially 30 years later, seeing the baseball team really become a distant number two to the football team here over the last 20 years in perception, reality, winning and all that. But the baseball team was the only thing that existed here 30 years ago when I started the show. We used to do the show at Hooters Live. We did it there almost every home game because I wanted to be down there. I was at the stadium anyway, and I could walk 3 blocks like this.
Right.
They give me my press pass back. I'll still be here on 2 o'clock on Friday the rest of the year. But, you know, all these years later with football and losing the team and the devastation of all of that, there are people younger who just think, well, the Ravens have always been here. Before that was the Colts. And, there was 13 years. There were 13 years we didn't have a team. So during that period of time, the league didn't expand, lied to us, lied to everybody, took our jerseys, took our uniforms. We had to sit here and pound sand. We had to save money, steal a team, right, to get a team. We lost expansion to Charlotte and Jacksonville. So when we lost that expansion to Charlotte and Jacksonville, I had been on the air about two and a half years. It's 93, 94. It's into 94 we lost expansion and into 95. And once we lost Jacksonville, I sat over at the bar at Bohager's with a bottle of champagne waiting to hear that Baltimore got a team back. They said, Jacksonville, go back to Baltimore, build a museum. That's what the commissioner of the NFL told our city to build a museum. She doesn't know this stuff.
No.
1995, I went on the air and I'm like, we're never getting a team here. It was despondent. It was like, we're never getting a team. I said, I'll run naked from Hooters to Balls. Remember Balls? Balls,
yeah.
Balls is where the Pratt Street Ale House is.
Oh, okay.
So that was PJ Crickets before that. But it was Balls. Was it Balls Sports Bar? Balls All-American Sports Bar. When Camden Yards opened, it really created, you know, business for this area
right.
in a big way
right.
with 3.5 million people. Why do you think I fight with the creep that owned the team? Because I saw the attrition, what it did to businesses down here. But the football thing, when the team came, it's hard to express what a miracle. It's a miracle that football team came here. It was such a miracle that callers called me and said, hey, Nasty, you said you'd go run naked down Pratt Street if they wanted you to kick deep. So I had to do it. So in lieu of running naked.
So it's filmed?
The 25th anniversary documentary comes out at 5:08 on the 25th, all right?
Okay.
And if you want to see what I look like at 27, running in my underwear, eastbound, I ran that day in tighty whities, and I had 4 Hooters girls in their Hooters outfits. And they were all like chain smokers and drinking, you know. They couldn't breathe, and I was like trained up to do it. Even though I looked that good in it, I look better now, but I was in shape to run 5 miles, and I ran five miles. I mean, I ran an hour. I ran to Little Italy, and Amici's had a water station for me.
Oh, my gosh.
This would have been great on social media in 1995, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they had a water station for me, and then I ran up the hill, up to the monument, and then I ran down the hill. It was a lot easier coming down than up. Uphill bad, downhill good, right? Talk about your slope floor. And when I got to President Street, I turned the corner, and there was a cabbie honking, this old cabs, honking his horn. He had a $20 bill holding out for me. We were raising money for Ed Block.
Uh-huh.
So I was getting tipped. It was like being on the pole. I'm not going to lie to you. And I had my tighty whities on, and we raised money for Ed Block. So that was 1996.
That's amazing.
So there's one story.
That's good. All right. That's good.
We definitely can't wait to watch it.
I know you really want to see me in my underwear, but it only lasts about 8 seconds in the video. we don't hold the whole thing, all right? Alicia's here, Damie's here. I will not be in my underwear broadcasting here. But if we ever get an NHL team, I'll broadcast in my underwear from here at Fadley's, all right? Is that good?
It's noted. It's noted.
Well, we have as much chance of getting an NHL team right now as we did have a football team 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Trust me. I would never have said I was going to run naked then. You know, I didn't expect to ever have to pay up on that bet, I guess is my point.
Well, I'm happy you did.
Well,
you know.
Didn't we have one for a while?
The temporary one.
Not AHL. We didn't
AHL.
Have NHL.
Yeah,
we had minor league hockey.
Okay.
I always said for 25
right.
years on the radio, if
because
I ever got rich.
I think
rich,
my father owned part of that, the hockey team.
I wish I would have known that.
Point.
I would have come to that crab cakes with you guys before the game. But, I loved hockey so much. I met my wife at a hockey game, so I love hockey. I was always like, if I ever really got rich doing this, I would have bought a hockey team. That would have been my stupid thing to lose money was being a hockey entrepreneur. All right, Shannon Sneed's going to be joining us momentarily. She's running for city council president. We're going to have Sheila Dixon here a little later on as well. If you're out in listener land, John Allen, Keith Brewer, two of our voices from the documentary, joined me earlier at Costas this week. We talked a lot about the Key Bridge. We talked to Todd Crandall. We talked to Joe Gold from Key Brewing about how important the peninsula is. So the city's important. We've been talking about Lexington Market forever. We've been talking about a baseball team we can all be proud of and ownership and Cal Ripken. All of that is happening. We got a good baseball team. We're going to be here at Fadley's on Fridays. Every Friday, the Orioles are home from 2 until 5. I said earlier, don't come down here when I'm not here. Come when I'm not here. You'll enjoy it more the other Friday. So come on the 19th if you want. But they're here all the time, and you can obviously ship the crab cakes and Fadley seafood, but they taste better here. So I tell everybody, come on down before a ball game, right?
Perfect.
All right. Shrimp salad. I sent Luke out with the shrimp salad. Pac-Man ticket for you.
Thank you.
Pac-Man ticket for you.
Thank you.
Shannon Sneed's going to get one. Even though she's too young to... Do you know what Pac-Man is?
Yeah, I do know. I do know Pac-Man.
I was thinking of you as being young.
Yeah. I'm down. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, maybe
you can
Mrs.
continue
Pac-Man
that.
Pac-Man because she came
That's
along.
Because her mother was playing.
Yeah.
You know Laurie, right?
Give me that bat. You got to be 18 to play. You're not 18. All right. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We're at Lexington Market, the new Lexington Market. We're at Fadley's. Come down and get some seafood and rockfish like I'm going to take home tonight.